The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, I am delighted to say that joining me on the bookshelf this week is the one and only Pat Kenny. Pat, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Kieran. This is a great feature you have, the bookshelf. It must be sagging under the weight of all the tomes.
Well, there are great books on the bookshelf. People will be waiting with bated breath to find out what you are adding to the shelf.
Well, it's one, I hope it's not already on the bookshelf, but it's a book that stays with me all the time, and that's Tom Wolfe's The Bonfire of the Vanities.
It's not. It's not on the bookshelf yet.
It's a brilliant book. It's set in the 1980s on Wall Street. You've got a high-rolling guy who's working on Wall Street, at that time making $1 million a year. That's chicken feed now, but in those days, a lot of money, living in a Park Avenue apartment with his wife. But of course, nothing is simple. Tom Wolfe describes these guys as masters of the universe. That's how they perceive themselves to be. They could do no wrong. They'd loads of money. He's married to Judy. This is Sherman McCoy, married to Judy. But of course, he's having a bit on the side. And as I read the book, I remember as it unfolded, he picks up his mistress from the airport and they are heading back to Manhattan. They take a wrong turn. They end up in the wrong part of town. And certain things happen. Someone ends up dead. A white guy is driving the car in a black neighborhood. Someone gets wind of it, spills the beans to an alcoholic British journalist. And all the stereotypes emerge. I mean, there's the Reverend Bacon, who's, one of these preacher guys who rails against the white guys. They're still around. There's a corrupt district attorney going for re-election who figures, if I can nail this white guy for the death of a black man, then I can get the black vote. So nothing changes.
No.
And it's an extraordinary book. And I remember at various stages saying to the character Sherman McCoy, Sherman, don't do it. Just don't do it. Stop there. Don't go any further. It's so stupid what you're doing. So self-destructive. And it all plays out. A keenly satiric eye from Tom Wolfe. He shreds everybody. You know, the X-rays, the women so skinny, they're X-rays, the masters of the universe, the black preacher who's really no better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Did
you read it when it came out as a new
novel? I read it when it came out, and I didn't know anything much about Tom Wolfe, and I haven't read much of his since. I've attempted a couple of books, and I found them overwritten, but this one just had it was of its moment, and it was perfect.
You wonder whether he was just trying to kind of recreate that magic in the subsequent books and overwrote.
But it's a terrific read, and it's one of those that you don't want to put down, and yet you feel like you have to put down sometimes. Sherman, don't do it.
What did you think of the movie with Tom Hanks?
It didn't live up to
the
book at all.
No.
And I couldn't even enjoy the movie because I kind of had a sense of what Sherman was like and what the wife was like and how the whole thing unfolded, and it just didn't fit in with the vision.
It didn't resonate with what you would imagine.
Exactly.
Interesting. Exactly. Interesting. Listen, it's a great book to be added to the bookshelf, The Bonfire of the Vanities by Tom Wolfe. It is always difficult. It's a little like, you know, picking your favourite child. So we allow people kind of an honourable mention for something else. Well, was there a close second?
When I was invited to do this slot with you, I thought, where did it all start? You know, as a child, if I said Richmal Crompton, it probably wouldn't mean anything to you.
No.
Author of a series called William, Just William, about a schoolboy.
Okay.
And they were the stuff of our reading when we were growing up. And also a guy called W.E. Johns wrote the Biggles series. Biggles was a World War II ace, an RAF ace.
Yeah.
And I read those. I mean, every time we went to the library, you had to find a William book or a Biggles book. And then moving on from that, Dickens, of course, I love Charles Dickens, particularly A Tale of Two Cities. And for years in my childhood, I was preoccupied by the sacrifice that Sidney Carton makes for the love of his life. He's in love with this woman who's not in love with him. She is mad about Charles Darnay. And between it's the French Revolution, and Sidney Carton ends up making the ultimate sacrifice, going to the guillotine, so that the love of his life can be happy with Charles. Extraordinary book that stayed with me for a long time. Then as I got a bit older, I had an uncle, a godfather, who used to collect Penguin paperbacks, and he had a whole collection of P.G. Woodhouse, Jeeves.
Oh, yes.
And Bertie Wooster.
Yeah.
And that gave me a love of the English language as written, because P.G. Woodhouse was a brilliant stylist. But then, on the other hand, my uncle would give us, and I had it for years, a well-worn copy of Guys and Dolls by Damon Runyon. And characters like Harry the Horse and Nathan Detroit, they were the stuff of fantasy. They were the kind of, they were the hoods of New York City, but they were kind of good guys, most of them. You know, there was no stabbings or drug dealing or anything like that. Their scams were betting scams, usually.
Yeah, and more The Sting, less The Wire.
Exactly. Yeah, that's putting it precisely, I think.
Would you go back and reread any of these books? Are you a rereader of books that you enjoy?
No, generally not.
Okay.
No. Sometimes inadvertently I reread something. You know, I pack away a few thrillers for the holidays and I'm on to page four and I said, hang on.
I know familiar. That feeling,
Oh, I've read this.
Oh, no,
Terrible.
They are great honourable mentions. What are you reading at the moment?
Haven't started something new yet. Just finished The Instruments of Darkness, John Connolly's latest book in the Charlie Parker series. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Very, very
good. As dark as some of the others.
There is a little bit of the quasi-supernatural in it, but it's not. I'm not big into magic realism or anything like that.
Yes.
There is a medium who features in this, and if you can swallow that element of it, then it's a hugely enjoyable read.
Everything you mentioned, even from childhood, what you've read most recently, are all works of fiction. Are you a great fiction reader?
I like fiction because I read so much fact for the program.
Yes.
So I tend to chill with...
Does it feel a bit like a busman's holiday if you're to sit down with...
Yeah, I mean, there are books that you'll read that will stay with you. If you read, say, Barack Obama's autobiography... less entertaining than his wife's.
Yeah. I found it a bit too much information in it. Does that make sense?
I mean, sometimes when you're writing for the record, for the historical record, you have to be too detailed.
I remember at one stage, I went back to count. There was three pages where he described them leaving kind of Vladimir Putin's Dacha somewhere in Moscow. But nothing happened. It was just a description of them walking from a house to a car and waiting for somebody to drive the car. But it took three pages.
And just because someone is a talented orator doesn't necessarily make them great on the printed page.
Mm.
So I tend not to read too much for leisure documentary stuff, facts rather than fiction. I prefer fiction for entertainment.
Well, The Bonfire of the Vanities by Tom Wolfe, Pride of Place on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. Pat Kenny, a pleasure. Pat, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.